Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that gives a Jedi his power. It surrounds us, penetrates us, and binds the galaxy together. This week on the show, Mrs. Miniver. That's right, Miniver. The answer to the eternal question, what do you get when you shrink a Maximer? Stay tuned. So I went into this movie, Mrs. Miniver, I'll get this right. I went into this movie having heard that it was a propaganda film. And in my head, I have a vision of what that means to be a propaganda film. Not that I've ever been a propaganda film, but I have an image of what that means. And my image comes from the old, maybe you've seen these things, the old Warner Brothers or Disney cartoons that were made in World War II, where, Donald Duck fights Nazis or refuses to fight Nazis and horrible things happen. And, maybe Daffy Duck is battling Japanese fighter pilots, and the Japanese fighter pilots are portrayed as cartoons, and I mean that in the most unflattering way possible. That's what I think of when I think of propaganda movies, and this one doesn't really follow that pattern. It's a little more subtle than that. It does have a very moving speech at the end. But it's really, it doesn't scream propaganda film through the whole thing, which is good because for me that makes it much more enjoyable. Although it might be interesting, those propaganda things are interesting. And by the way, I am getting paid for each time I say the word propaganda tonight. They're interesting in kind of a historic sense, but they really aren't all that fun to watch. It's not something you put on, just for funsies. So I was glad to see that this movie broke out of, it didn't really fit that mold at all. It's really just kind of a film about a British, as many Oscar best pictures are, it's a movie about a British family in time of war, a plucky British family in time of war, one might say. And in this case, the war is World War II, as opposed to some of the other movies that we've covered so far, which, were not World War II because that war hadn't been invented yet. This was actually made during World War II, so you don't really get to see the end, although, the fact that we're speaking English kind of shows how it turned out, so I guess you don't need to see the end of the war. But it starts off with a very... they call them middle class, but I'm going to say upper middle class family. Definitely fairly well to do, but newer money in the British class system. Their neighbors are, one of their neighbors is this woman who traces her lineage back to, King Richard or somebody like that. And they don't have that. They're more bourgeoisie, I guess. The woman is out shopping. That's a Mrs. Miniver, it turns out. She's out shopping. She buys a rather expensive hat. The father, the same day, goes out and buys a rather expensive car. And they're happy. They've got a grown son. And, you can guess that that's going to come into play in a movie about war. But they have a grown son and they have a couple of younger kids. And they're happy. They're leading a good life. And then the war starts to creep into this. Mrs. Miniver is not just the main character in the movie. She's also a rose, or actually Mrs. Miniver is also a rose, because there's a rose that one of the people in the movie names after her, and it's the Mrs. Miniver rose, because she's nice to the guy, and she's like one of the people who's, he's like the station master at the train station, and he's, he likes her. Not in that way. He's an older guy. He just thinks she's really nice, and he's so they kind of show this breaking down of the British class system I guess, because these people are all kind of thrown in together. And although there are people who seem to, at least in the beginning of the movie, want to uphold the class system, kind of breaks down and they show everybody getting along, especially as the war really starts to creep in. And I guess that's where the propaganda is, that it's really, you know, it's kind of saying up with Britain. It's not up with people. It's up with British people. The other main thing aside from that makes it propaganda-esque, aside from the stirring speech at the end, is, and I'm not going to tell you why that happens. It just does. You can figure it out. It's a war movie. You know, I mean, it's about suburban people in a time of war. There has to be a stirring speech at the end. That's just how they work. The other thing is that there's a downed pilot, German pilot, and he's relatively benign when you think about the fact that they made this during the war. I mean, he could have been a complete friggin' maniac and just, you know, killing people and stuff like that. He doesn't really do that. He kind of controls himself, but he does, you know, before he gets marched off, he goes into his little spiel about, and spiel, though there's a, I think that's a German word. So there you go. He goes into his spiel about how, you know, you may take me, but, you know, there's thousands more of me and we will sweep over your cities and we will destroy you and blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much the propagandish part of the whole movie. For the most part, it's not a movie with a lot of solid plot. It's more like a series of vignettes over the course of a couple of years. The son falls for the niece of the woman who traces her lineage back to Adam and Eve, or, you know, however far back it goes. And she's very proud of that. The son falls for her niece, and different people fall together and fall apart in the times of war, and the suburban father does some heroic things, and Mrs. Miniver even does a couple of heroic things, and so it's really kind of just covers what might be happening to people who are thrown out of their comfort zone when they're living this good life, and then all of a sudden there's bombers flying over their houses. As far as how did I like this movie? Yes, I did. I genuinely like this movie. I'm going to give it a rent it, which almost isn't fair to it. I'm going to give it a very strong rent it. Now, last week I gave a weak rent it out, so I guess I'm counterbalancing that with a strong rent it on this one. I don't think you need to run out and buy it. It's not that kind of a movie. I don't think it's essential to any film collection. But I do think that it's a good film. I liked it. The characters are genuinely enjoyable to watch. There are a couple of surprising things that happen. There's even some humor that they managed to work into it. And it's a good flick. So if you get the chance to check this one out, I'm recommending it. Go out and see Mrs. Miniver, both the movie and the lady in it and the rose. I guess I can't say both. All three of them. Go see all three of them. They're all pretty good. They're all a lot of fun. Next week. Boy, that was a disappointment. See, I had this all set up where I would, you know, say next week and then bam, and the music would start, and it didn't happen. Let's try it again. Next week. Wow. Major malfunction. Next week on the show, a movie that I like to call Casablanca. Now, this is one that I've seen a bunch of times, so I probably don't need to rewatch it, but I'm going to rewatch it anyway because I've never watched it planning to review it before. So we'll see if I can tear this one apart like I tore apart Gone with the Wind. I'm betting I go a little easier on it, but, wait till next week and we'll find out. My name's Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. As always, you can reach me at movies@bignoisybug.com. This one will be up next Wednesday. I don't know what day that is. Just check back in a week. See you soon.